Good evening, hello and welcome to GermanPodcast.de, the podcast to learn German. Let me start with some advice for new listeners, because I get a lot of emails from new listeners who want to hear the old episodes. It seems that not all lessons are displayed at iTunes. You can go to my homepage, the blog, germanpodcast.blogspot.com. And there, on the bottom right, you find all lessons. You can just click on them and find all lessons, starting from zero. Okay, today I want to talk about the SAC, the Schweizer Alpen Club, which is an organization that is for people who like to ski, who go climbing, who go mountain hiking, and they maintain some Berghütten, some huts in the mountains where one can eat something or even sleep. And I have a lot of pictures on the blog, so if you're only listening to the pod, you might want to go to the homepage and take a look there. Okay, let's start with the pictures. So if you are sitting at the computer, you might want to go to the homepage. Again, it's GermanPodcast.blogger.com, and on the first picture you can actually click on them to see the large version. So you can see me running downhills, and I'm wearing snowshoes, because I can't ski. Ich kann nicht Skifahren. But I was with some friends and they had skis. They hatten Ski an. So ski is Ski. German. And we did a Schneeschuh tour, that was what I did, but the others of course did a ski tour, and we can do it together. It's just that I have to run downhill and can't ski downhill. So the first picture you can see me running downhill. Auf dem ersten Bild könnt ihr mich runterlaufen sehen. Auf dem zweiten Bild seht ihr die SAC-Hütte, das Briesenhaus. On the second picture, you see the Briesenhaus. Briesenhaus is the name of the hut, and Briesen is the mountain. And you can't see it on the picture, but that's on the left. It starts right next to the hut. So Briesen is one of those famous SAC-Hütten. So on the next picture, you can see the Kristalliner Hütte. Kristalliner Hütte is in Tessin. It's in the Tessin, the southern part of Switzerland. And it's built new. And it's very comfortable for Berghütte. It's really nice. And the area is really nice as well. And as you can see, there are some goats in front of the house. Ziegen. Goat is Ziege in German. And it was very cold. It became cold overnight. We got snow we didn't expect. And the goats, of course, felt the cold as well and wanted to get warm. Sie wollten es warm haben. And on the next picture, you can see me, actually. I'm sitting in the middle. And we were in a Notunterkunft. It's a very small hut in the mountain. And there's nobody there. You have to cook for yourself, you have to bring your own food, you have to melt the snow, schmelzen is to melt. And that was very special. As you can see, we are sleeping, right, we are touching each other while sleeping, and in a half circle, in a Halbkreis, and we were three groups there, and we didn't know each other, so it was very special to sleep there in this small place and talk to everybody. And actually, it was fun. It was surprisingly funny. We were laughing all the time, and of course, it's an unbelievable experience. So, if you like those kind of things, you might want to try to sleep in a Notunterkunft. And now the last picture. You can see the Vignette-Hütte, and as you can see, we are just starting for a ski tour, It's 5:35 in the morning. It's got just getting the first light, and was very, very cold. So, Skitouren sind etwas für Frühaufsteher. Skitours are for early birds. But they are fun. And the reason is you have to be back when it gets too warm, because the danger of avalanches, of Lawinen, is much greater when it's warm, so you have to start very early, and you usually finish around noon. So what about the SAC, the Schweizer Alpenclub? I'm a member of it, and besides building and maintaining these huts, they also mark trails, and they make tours and give courses, and I've been climbing several times with some guys from the SRC. Of course, you don't have to be a member of the SRC to use those huts or those trails, but I think it's important to support them. I've read that there are 111 sections of the SRC, which is very typical for Switzerland. I wouldn't say village, but at least every town has something special, like with these 26 Kantonen, and so everybody is trying to make, I don't know, I would call it in German, sein eigenes Süppchen kochen. They are cooking their own soup. And people usually stick together, so if I make a tour, I usually make it with my local SAC. And the advantage, of course, is that after some time, I met the same people again and again, so it's kind of something like a sport club. Und ich habe den Sonntag genutzt, um meine Ferienpläne zu machen. I've planned my next holidays. Easter, Ostern, in den Osterferien, Easter holidays, I'm going to the south of France to go climbing for a week. And I'm really looking forward to that. But I have to do some training before that, because the stone there is supposed to be very sharp, so I have to find a way to strengthen the skin on my fingers. Ich muss mir noch was einfallen lassen, um meine Finger härter zu machen, die Haut auf meinen Fingern zu stärken, weil die Steine in Südfrankreich so scharfkantig sein sollen. But of course it's important, it's better for climbing if the stones are fresh and sharp and not abgespeckt, wie wir hier sagen. Abgespeckt means sehr soft and round, and you can't grip them tightly. Ah, and by the way, I told you yesterday that I needed a new mattress. Ich habe gestern gesagt, dass ich eine neue Matratze brauche. Und ich habe noch jemanden gefunden, der mich gefahren hat. Nicht zum IKEA, aber zu einem anderen Shop. Und jetzt habe ich also die neue Matratze und habe mir sogar ein neues Bett gegönnt, und zwar habe ich das selbst gebaut, and I even built a new bed for myself. So I'm looking forward to tonight to try it out, and ich hoffe, dass es hält und dass ich nicht auf dem Fußboden schlafen muss, aber es sieht sehr stabil aus. Und schlafen ist, glaube ich, auch das richtige Stichwort, um für heute Schluss zu machen, euch einen guten Wochenstart zu wünschen. Es ist jetzt Sonntagabend, 11:03 Uhr. Es ist gutes, es ist perfektes Wetter für die ganze Woche angesagt, und ich muss leider sehr viel arbeiten und habe da gar nichts von. But anyway, euch wünsche ich eine gute Woche, viel Spaß, und sage Tschüss.